This is News Talk.
Well, there's a lovely cheerful story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Winter sting of rising prices. Families face a harsh winter as the price of fuel, food and other essentials are surging at an unrelenting rate. And I don't know about you, but I'm already noticing this. I got diesel last night and couldn't believe the price of it when you filled up the tank. And food, you can see it starting to creep up. And the warning is that it's just going to get worse and worse and worse as we approach the winter. Economists are warning, according to the Mail, that thousands of workers may need a tax break to help offset soaring energy, clothing and transport costs as inflation jumps to a 10-year high. Oil prices are almost 40% higher than what households paid last year. So we certainly are noticing that at the pumps, unless you have an electric vehicle. Of course, that's also on the front of the Irish Examiner as well as their main story. Rise in price of fuel to see long winter. Households are in for a long winter with rising bills and inflation at its highest level in 10 years. There's been a 10% rise in transport costs and an over 7% rise in housing, water, electricity and gas prices over the last year. And research by KBC Bank has found 58% of consumers have already felt significant price pressures. Good, it's not just me, so 58% of us certainly noticing that, and the cost of living is rising and rising and going to get worse. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, they've more from the Fianna Fáil Think-In, day two today, but they cover on their front page the fact that John McGuinness has become the latest Fianna Fáil TD to call for a new party leader, saying the baton must pass on now. That's this letter that John McGuinness sent to the government chief whip Jack Chambers, and the contents were revealed just hours after Micheál Martin called for unity in the party. And also one interesting quote from John McGuinness was that over the last 18 months we've seen more missteps and stumbles than the judges in Strictly Come Dancing. And also we have these reports this morning that Sinn Féin is tabling a motion of no confidence in Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney next week. Now all eyes will be on Fianna Fáil given how strident some of them have been in their criticism of Fine Gael and of Simon Coveney. Let's see what they'll do in a motion of no confidence. Labour saying that they would support the Sinn Féin motion, so let's see what Fianna Fáil does. Anyway, as I say, News Talk Breakfast live from the Fianna Fáil Think-In on Taoiseach Micheál Martin will be on the show, and of course we'll be asked all about this and other things as well. Now the front of the Irish Times talks about children and COVID-19, the HSE facing an unprecedented surge in COVID-19 testing of children, as more than 1,600 primary and secondary schools have reported positive cases since reopening. I was up in Punchestown at the weekend where they have a vaccine centre but they also have a testing centre. I couldn't get over the queue of cars there, and I did notice a lot of children in the cars as well. Obviously parents, out of an abundance of caution or whatever, getting their children tested. But anyway, over the past week some 32,000 tests were carried out on children up to the age of 14 who walked in for tests or self-referred as schools deal with the fallout from further cases of the Delta variant. And those figures, the 32,000 being tested, don't include children who were referred for tests by their doctor, because obviously a parent might ring up a doctor and say little Johnny or Mary has a sore throat or a cough or whatever, and the doctor says yeah, go for a test. These 32,000 are people heading into the testing centres themselves, so a real surge in demand for testing among children. The Irish Independent also goes with children and the virus. School principals being warned not to, quote, jump the gun and start deciding which children are close contacts of COVID cases. This is obviously what we've heard of recently, that school principals feel that they have to do the contact tracing because they feel that the HSE contact tracing teams aren't contacting families quick enough. So principals after hours are doing the ring around and saying, look, there's been a confirmed case or whatever. But the HSE says that children do not need to be removed immediately from school if another pupil tests positive for COVID-19. They can attend class for several days until public health teams arrive to assess their risk. So they're sort of saying cool the jets a little bit, and principals don't need to be doing all of the ringing around that they've been doing. Several of the papers continue their coverage on the front page of what happened in Kerry, obviously with the suspected murder-suicide there. The Irish Daily Star, we will never know why, murder riddle, That's on the front of the Star. The Irish Daily Mirror, no motive for horror murders. Mystery as Gardaí struggle for answers to why farmer shot partner, son and himself. And the Irish Sun, mum fought to fend off her killer Mossy. And the Sun says that murdered mother Eileen O'Sullivan, it's believed, fought bravely for her life before she and her son were blasted to death. Gardaí say to the Sun that Eileen's defensive wounds show she may have fought Mossy. Of course, we'll never really know exactly what went on there, but it is on a number of the front pages. On to other news and much happier news. Lovely story in the Irish Independent, bringing together the worlds of the Catholic Church and GAA, because for the first time in living memory, the GAA allowed confirmations to go ahead in county grounds. 400 primary school children received the sacrament yesterday at Nolan Park, the home of Kilkenny Hurling. They had planned to hold the ceremony on the pitch, but it had to be moved to several of the stands in the grounds at the last minute due to the threat of rain. And there were 2,500 people at Nolan Park there. One of the girls being confirmed said it's not only great to be receiving the sacrament of confirmation, but a great social event as well, organised with all the social distancing in mind. And Bishop Nulty, who was officiating at it, said, I love this quote from him, I can assure you our prayers are not the first ever said at Nolan Park. Plenty of prayers, I'm sure, have been said at the 70th minute of a game there. Lovely news as well, also from the Irish Independent, about Sally Rooney. And this is just extraordinary because we're well into the year. We're into September now. But her new novel is already the biggest selling title of 2021 at Waterstones after just 3 days. So think about books that have been on sale all year. She releases Beautiful World, Where Are You? And within 3 days, it's the biggest selling book of the year. Managing Director James Daunt said the book was the bookseller's third best-selling fiction title for 2021 after 1 day of sales, and is now the best-selling fiction title of the year after just 3 days. That really is incredible. And apparently sales are running at double what normal people the book went for. So I'll tell you, Sally Rooney's having real success at the moment, and I know they're all very, very proud of her in Castlebar. Final story for you comes from the Mail this morning, and I suppose so many of us looking for a bit of me time and some free time, but we're told this morning that actually having too much me time is bad for you. Far from offering respite, too much free time may actually be bad for our mental health. Although happiness increases with the amount of leisure time available, what the researchers are actually saying is that that's only up to a point. So certainly have a few hours of free time, that's all great, and a bit of time to focus on self-care. But if you have too much free time, then you could have greater stress and lower well-being. Researchers looked at data from more than 21,000 people. As part of the study, they had been asked to give a detailed account of what they had done during the past 24 hours. Then they analysed it all, and they were asked about the amount of free time they had. Researchers found that higher levels of free time were significantly associated with greater well-being, only up to a point. But if you have more than 5 hours of free time, well then it actually has the opposite effect. So that's something to consider. What do they say about the devil and idle hands? Anyway, that's our look at the morning papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.